As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll preview tonight's Game 6. We'll be joined by John Barry of the Mothership. He's on the call on ESPN Radio. He'll join us coming up a little bit. We'll get some of the backroom dealings on Peyton Manning and Eli Manning doing a Monday Night Football game cast. Suns-Bucks tonight, Game 6 at 9 Eastern. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Poll question changed mid-hour because of the Aaron Rodgers news. Adam Schefter tweeting, this offseason the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a 2-year contract extension that would have tied him to Green Bay for 5 more seasons and made him the highest-paid quarterback slash player in football. Rodgers declined the offer, and then Shefty ends his tweet that it's proof it's not about the money. So we have a new poll question, and it has to do with Aaron Rodgers. As of today, do you think Aaron Rodgers holds out, then plays for the Packers? Rodgers reports to camp on time. Rodgers gets traded. Fritzy, update the poll results since McLovin is on vacation.
56% say Rodgers holds out, then plays for the Packers this season. 34% Rodgers reports to camp on time. And then you've got a little under 10% Rodgers gets traded.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the strategy here from both sides. If the Packers want to go, hey, we got blinders on, nothing to see here. Aaron's going to show up. He's got a contract. And he's got a signing bonus, and we expect him to be in camp. If not, he's going to get fined. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk yesterday said, no, he thinks that Rodgers shows up and knows that he's going to be a distraction, therefore the Packers trade him. Okay, but I still go back and I add logic, and I know that's the wrong thing to do in this business, where you just go, okay, let me try to figure this out. There's a lot of emotion attached to this. I don't know if there's logic, but there's emotion. But if you draft Jordan Love, then it gets emotional for Aaron Rodgers. Oh, okay. I see what you did. Like, eventually you get over things. Most people. It took me about 10 years to get over some grudges at ESPN. But, you know, I did get over it in just about 10 years. And Rodgers has had 2 years to get over this. But what does he want? That's all I want to know. What do you want? You want out? I would have said I wanted out a long time ago. You willing to stay, but you want the GM fired? No, he never said. Okay, so what do you want? And then if you're the Packers, you gave him an extension. He was going to be the highest paid quarterback. Why is this information coming out now? That's what I'm curious about. This is partial information that came out now. Why did the information come out on draft night about Aaron Rodgers with Adam Schefter? But there was nothing imminent. It was just it came out. And Schefty was breathless when he was telling you about it. You thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be traded on draft night. Now you have this. Why is this contract? Why are these details coming out now? I'm going to guess they didn't have this contract discussion a couple of days ago. From what I'm told, this is a while ago they had contract talks. But the information is out, and we'll find out next week if Aaron Rodgers shows up on time. Yes, Paulie?
I guess that's the one thing I would don't understand is that if Aaron Rodgers' people are trying to paint the Packers and their management as bad guys, Packers fans aren't going to bail on the Packers. They may get a little salty with the general manager here or there, but that's it. They're in for life on the Packers. They're not in for life on certain players. You know, the sentiment, it seems, and I don't live in Milwaukee or Green Bay, it seems like the sentiment the past 6 months has shifted against Aaron Rodgers locally.
And maybe that's why when this comes out, does it portray Rodgers in a different light? But I don't even know how important that is. Hey, I'm not the bad guy here. Okay, but it feels like you're the bad guy because you're kind of holding everybody in limbo. And can we make you happier? Yes, Eden.
But it seems like, I mean, fans are in on players for a whole lifetime. I mean, like Walter Payton, if the Bears had kicked Walter Payton to the curb a couple of years early, you'd be like, what the hell did you do that to Sweetness for?
Yeah, Paul.
There is a comparison. He mentioned Walter Payton. It's much more lower level, but Walter Payton's last year with the Bears, they drafted a running back late in the first round, and that was seen as like an affront to the image of Walter Payton, even though he was definitely on the decline of his career. But I remember when they drafted him, people in Chicago were like, what are you doing? That's the last thing we need is a running back, but it was a smart decision. They got Neil Anderson out of Florida. He ended up being a very nice player for them, you know, but he was in the shadow of Walter Payton, like Jordan Love is.
But don't you think Aaron Rodgers has proven his point? If your point is to point out the front office and the ineptitude of the front office, which I would argue, I think the front office has done a pretty good job. Now, you can say you drafted a quarterback that a lot of people didn't have a first-round grade on. Yes. You traded up to get him. Yes. You were betting against Aaron Rodgers, who had two subpar seasons prior to an MVP season. But they have drafted a lot of guys who are really good, and that's a really good team. And you would be hard-pressed to go to another team, given what they might have to give up to get you, that would improve your chances of going to a Super Bowl. And they're not going to trade him within the NFC. You're going to go to the AFC, and man, there are some great AFC teams right now. Really tough sledding for him. Yes, dude.
Feels like Aaron doesn't mind pointing it out a little more. Like, yes, I've highlighted the ineptitude here, but how about we just do a little longer?
So that's the poll question if you want to jump in. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We got into not a heated discussion, but just a discussion. Last night, the Mets announcer, Gary Cohen, during the game against the Reds, they pointed out the Skyline Chili or Gold Star Chili. And this is a staple of Cincinnati. Been there for decades. And they have quite a few of these restaurants. And Gary Cohen basically trashed the chili in Cincinnati. This is the second most popular trending topic this morning, believe it or not. Number one is Jeff Bezos going up for 10 minutes into outer space and coming back down. And number three is Jordan Love, I think. But, I mean, crazy. But Fritzy did reach out to Gary Cohen of the New York Mets. So I just want to know if Gary is going to be as honest about the Mets as he was about Gold Star Chili. Yes, Paul.
Can you be an objective journalist during this interview?
I will mention up front I'm from Cincinnati.
Right.
But I will try to be a journalist. ESPN announced on Monday, Peyton and Eli Manning will host an alternate telecast of Monday Night Football. 10 games. In each of the next three seasons, the trend towards alternate broadcast has been growing steadily over the last couple of years. But ESPN may have hit the jackpot. The entire industry has been waiting for Peyton to jump into the booth. Now he gets to do it on his own terms. He gets his brother in there, who's sneaky funny, and one of the few people who can jab Peyton and that relationship back and forth. But, you know, it's an interesting choice if you want Peyton and Eli and a guest booth host. I don't know what that does for the mothership's main broadcast with Steve Levy and Louis Riddick and Brian Griese, but let me bring in the guy who has all the answers, the great sports business columnist for the New York Post, Andrew Marchand. All right, explain the logic behind this deal, Andrew.
Well, number one, ESPN has been trying to get Peyton Manning forever. I mean, I call them the white whale, you know, Moby Dick style, trying to get Peyton to do Monday Night Football. He's not wanted to go into the booth. You know, he's made that pretty apparent, no matter what they've offered. So this was a way to get him into the booth. He brings Eli with him. They'll add a host. And so if you kind of further that relationship that ESPN has with Peyton, they already do Peyton's Places, which from what I'm told is one of the more successful ESPN Plus programs. They've made others with Dave Ortiz and Eli and Abby Wambach to do other sports. Now they'll probably add to that as well. So now they increase that relationship. They get the great headline, and now they got to make it a good show.
Does it bastardize, though, the Monday Night Football broadcast?
Well, look, I think on the surface, it's not a good day for Steve Levy, Brian Griese, and Louis Riddick. They're the main team, but they've really been kind of viewed as the second. They kind of got the job with the kind of, you know, just here, you guys take it. They tried to get, you know, Peyton Manning last year, and then they tried to get others. They're going to go out. They went hard after Tony Romo, and instead they were the second choice. So in that regard, yeah, it's not great for them, but they do. I do think there's a way where if depending on how Peyton and Eli do, how well they do, that it could shine well on Steve and company.
Who are they going to add as? Are they going to have an actual play-by-play voice or a host of this?
Yeah, they're going to have a host, not a play-by-play guy. So are you available, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we'll set up that negotiation.
Okay, right? Thank you.
They will. I know you have a good relationship with ESPN. They do need somebody. Honestly, though, someone like you, you know, they had some people in-house. I could see SVP. I could see a young guy like Ryan Rucco. They could go outside. I know you think the same way I do about Ian Eagle, and I don't know if he signed up with CBS, but you need someone. Look, if this is going to be successful, it's going to be probably more about who that third person is, that host, to make it all work, than it will be about Peyton and Eli. I mean, Peyton and Eli are going to see things on the field. They're going to be someone, you know, probably pretty entertaining, but, you know, they are, you know, how high is the bar? And the other thing about this type of show is you really have to do it well. You have to produce it well. It's not, it sounds like, oh, you just put Peyton and Eli out there. You talk for 3 hours. You got to have some plans. You can't just be willy-nilly, and I know they'll probably get big-name guests, and that could be interesting, but you really have to produce this well in the host. You have to get everything right. It's not a slam dunk. I mean, I think it's great for ESPN that they were able to pull this off, but for it to be successful is not a slam dunk.
Is Aaron Rodgers in play for any of the networks if he decides that he's going to retire, sit out, whatever his game plan is?
I mean, I think they might make a call. I don't really see it. He doesn't strike me as that type of guy that wants to do that, especially if he was just out of football for maybe a year. And I guess if he retired and said that's it, that doesn't seem to be the game plan, although I have no inside info on that. I just don't – he doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to end up in the booth. You know, but they always make the call, you know, if you know, when they can try to upgrade because – you know, for whatever reason, this, the broadcasting in the NFL, obviously, it's the most popular programming on TV. But the broadcasters, the analysts, I mean, those are sought-after jobs. And, you know, starting with Romo at $180 million for 10, those jobs pay well.
Andrew, great to talk to you again. Great work on this. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Andrew Marchand, New York Post sports business columnist. I'm glad he's throwing my hat into the ring here to maybe host this on Monday night. I haven't been approached yet, but if approached, this is when I know I'm not going to get it. Then I take my name out of.
Do you want to announce that you're already out of the running, or you want to announce that sources close to you say you're interested?
I'm going to let Shefty break this news. I'm going to say it's not about the money. Where's Jay Glazer? I mean, Jay Glazer truly has an off season. You know, because when you're an insider, you get no time off. I mean, Glazer truly takes, you know, he has an off season because he'll break like four or five stories during the season for Fox. And you'll go, yep, that's Jay Glazer. But Shefty is on call. Shefty broke the Andrew Luck story while he was at a wedding. I mean, imagine that. He's like, I'm at a wedding and I'm going to break the Andrew Luck story that he's going to retire. All right. We'll get some phone calls in here and then we'll get to John Barry. He'll preview game 6 tonight in Milwaukee. Yes, Paul?
We have a little text chain at work that we discuss sports.
Yeah.
When the Schefter news broke, I remember we all looked at it on Twitter, on social media, and we're like, are we being punked? This can't be real. Yeah. Andrew Luck is on a good team that's getting better. We thought he was finally healthy, and he's retiring. Nobody of us five believed it when we were sending it around.
Yeah, because I kept thinking, okay, he finally got an offensive line. He got some weapons there. He got a running game. Maybe not great receivers. And what was it, 3 or 4 weeks till the start of the season, and he decides that, and he's at the game when the announcement happens. Shefty broke the news in the fourth quarter, and Andrew Luck had to leave. Because he was getting booed. Fans had their phones out, and all of a sudden, you know, poor Andrew Luck, because they tried to hold it. They were going to have a press conference the next day, wanted family to come in for it, and Shefty broke the news. Yes,
he... Dude's just walking around down there on the field. Like, what's going on? Oh, crap.
I don't have a Twitter account. I got MySpace. Love it. Stick with it.
All right. Who's got the pressure on them tonight? The player who has the most pressure. We'll talk to John Barry. He'll join us on loan from the mothership. Your phone calls as well. It's 15 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Level Select CBD, sports creams, roll-ons. In fact, I just placed another order yesterday. Love the sports roll-ons. If you work out prior to or after or both, playing golf before, after, you're going to have a 10-minute walk or run a 10K before, after, immediate relief. Your muscles recover so quickly with Level Select CBD. And, well, don't take my word for it. You take Carson Palmer's word for it. 15 years in the NFL, 7 surgeries. He enjoys his retirement and keeps up with his kids thanks to Level Select CBD. You don't have to be a pro athlete to enjoy the safe, fast-acting, effective relief of Level Select CBD. Whether you're going for that walk or that run, Level Select can provide immediate relief for you. Go to levelselectcbd.com right now. Use the promo code DAN40. Get 40% off your entire order today. That's right, 40%. levelselectcbd.com. Promo code DAN40, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, take the extra mile. Take that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. One of my favorite basketball analysts, John Barry, ESPN Radio NBA analyst, former NBA player. He's been on the call throughout the NBA Finals for ESPN Radio, and he'll be on the call tonight, 9 Eastern, Game 6 tipping off in Milwaukee. John, thanks for joining us. Give me the player who has the most pressure on them tonight.
Well, everybody. I mean, it's a knockout game. So everybody on the Suns, obviously. I mean, I know everybody talks about Chris Paul and it's this legacy. I don't get caught up in that. I mean, does it really change what kind of player Chris Paul is going to be looked at if he wins or loses this NBA final in 10 years?
I think so.
Why? He's a Hall of Famer, regardless. What's the difference?
Well, I think he moves up, though, John, if he wins. I've heard this. Well, Nash never won, and Stockton never won. You know, then he leapfrogs them. And then this is what analysts tell me. Do I think that Chris Paul is better than John Stockton? I don't. Do I think he's better than Steve Nash? I don't. Does he belong to be in the top 10? Sure. But is he a top five because he wins? He's not better than Jason Kidd, in my opinion.
So winning a championship makes you better than them?
I think that's how people validate greatness. You know, John Elway needed to win Super Bowls to now be considered one of the great quarterbacks. Tom Brady's the greatest because he has all these Super Bowls. Is he more talented than Aaron Rodgers or John Elway? No. But no. If Tim Duncan didn't have any championships, he'd not be a top 15 player, top 20 player.
Yeah, maybe not. But he's going to be the same player to me, whether this happens or not. And I'm not putting this series on squarely on his shoulders. He played great in the first two games, not so great the last three. So it's not on him. Yes, he's had some blunders in his past in big playoff games. But this certainly isn't a series where it's on Chris Paul to win or lose.
I think there's a lot of pressure on all the Phoenix Suns. But I think if you're the Bucks, you got to win tonight. You did win in Phoenix, but this feels like a coronation tonight. There are going to be 60,000 people outside that building tonight, John.
I understand this. And plus the four of us on the radio that have to walk through that if they win. So I do typically cheer for the road team to close out series. It makes it a nice, easy walk home. No, I think you're right. you don't want to go back game seven in Phoenix. No way. And look, Phoenix could easily be up in this series. I thought game four, they completely gave away with their turnovers. They should have won that game.
Yeah.
They outplayed Milwaukee. And so they could have gone home and had a closeout game in game five. That's not the case. Obviously, they got off to a great start in game five, and the game completely flipped. Milwaukee had Monty Williams told me yesterday, the eighth best shooting game in 1,345 playoff games. The eighth best in the history.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's eighth best.
Yeah.
I mean, they started that game 9 of 21. They went 32 for 45 in the second and third quarter for 79 points. It was amazing. And then Phoenix almost comes back and wins. But I don't think Phoenix is a fractured team. I think they're still a confident group. And if they were to pull this off tonight, I would say that they would win the NBA championship. They would win game seven at home.
Talking to John Barry, he'll be on the call game six tonight, ESPN Radio, tip-off at 9 Eastern. I was talking to Reggie Miller yesterday, and we were talking about Shaq. When the Pacers played the Lakers in the NBA Finals in 2000, he shot 18 of 39 from the free throw line.
In the whole series?
No, one game.
In one game?
Shaq was 18 of 39 in game two, and they won. Like, imagine if the Greek Freak did that, John. Like, we go, man, he went 1 for 10 and two air balls. Shaq went 18 of 39.
Wow. And L.A. still won the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so are you getting at maybe you try that with Giannis tonight? Put him on the line?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now he is at home where he's probably more comfortable. I don't know the stats per se on his home road splits on what he shoots free throw wise. He had gotten better and obviously not so good in the last game, I believe 4 for 10. But it was a great miss because they got the offensive rebound and Chris Middleton made the free throw to put it out of reach. But I don't know. Is Monty Williams saving this to possibly do it? Because they haven't done it yet.
I know.
Maybe it's a ploy if it gets down to a tight ball game here, you know, but it's got to be after 2 minutes, obviously. So I don't know. I doubt that we see Monty Williams do that.
And when it comes to free throw shooting, and I've talked to former players, and I said, look, if you could shoot it underhand, like your father famously did, and you could make, let's say, 77% of your free throws, and you're maybe a 50% free throw. Like if you said to Giannis, try this, and you go 80%, would players be more likely to do what your dad did? And your dad was one of the greatest of all time. Like, is it easy to teach that style of free throw shooting?
I think he could teach guys with the big hands. I think it's an advantage to do. You know, I never really messed around with it, but I think if you have really big hands and it's kind of a wrist cock thing where it's not hard to do. But I don't know that guys would do it. I mean, I played with Shaq, you know, in what, 97, whatever it was. And I used to joke with him about it. He's like, I'm not looking like a sissy like that. You know, like I'm not doing that. That's embarrassing. I go, all right, well, what's more embarrassing? You shooting 18 for 39 from the free throw line in a game? Or doing that, like, I don't know. If you care enough, I certainly would hope my if I coached a guy, I'd hope he'd want to shoot 80% as opposed to 50%, regardless if he had to put a pink tutu on at the free throw line. If it went in, do it.
Did Shaq practice free throws?
I shot with him every day. Every day we went into free throw, a breakdown of free throws. I was with him 17 out of 20, 18 out of 20, every time. Every time.
And then what happens?
I don't know. Some people don't like to be at that line. I think maybe fatigue it plays a factor if you're in the game. Who knows? I mean, you're the center of attention. I know guys love to be the center of attention in certain areas, but maybe not standing on a free throw line when everybody's just staring at you.
What's the best conversation you ever had during a free throw?
With the shooter or with another guy?
Another guy.
Well, like the guy, like first base when these guys get hits and they go over there and stand. Ah, gosh, I don't know. I mean, it would usually pertain to something that was going on in the game. I mean, it was never like, you know.
Did people say stuff to you when you were at the line?
No. I mean, it wasn't like a.
Well, you were a pretty good free throw shooter.
No, I didn't. It didn't. Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, guys might say something like, hey, we need this one. Give us this one. Well, yeah, we know he'll give us this one. Like, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah, sure, I will. It's free points, man. I'm not giving you in.
If is there any chance Chris Middleton gets factored into the MVP if the Bucks win?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was wondering about that yesterday. Like, if Middleton goes big tonight and Giannis is, you know, okay, what do they do? I mean, I know Giannis's numbers are better, but, you know, quite honestly, Chris Middleton's the go-to guy of the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I know Drew Holiday came up big in the last ball game, but when they need baskets, Middleton made some shots in that last game. Yeah. The step-back three right in front of their bench.
Yep.
I did the Eastern Finals as well. He had a 23-point quarter, a 20-point quarter. I mean, when this guy gets rolling, he's awfully difficult to stop. So, you know, typically they always go with the big name guy, right? I mean,
yeah.
So you would think Giannis gets it, but Middleton's been huge, and then Drew Holiday to bounce back after a 4-for-20 game four and play the way he did, man. And he defensively, he is a monster. I mean, he's giving Chris Paul fits.
But you have the Booker situation, and I don't know if it's too much of a good thing, John, where he's going to get 35 or 40, but is that good for his team, as strange as that may sound?
Well, two straight games over 40, and he's lost to both.
Yeah.
Certainly not his doing, but what Milwaukee's doing, and Mike Boonhoser takes a lot of heat for not being a guy that adjusts and does different things during a game. I think he's done a great job. Is their switching now is causing Phoenix to play one-on-one basketball, and it's either Chris Paul or Devin Booker playing one-on-one. Their assist numbers way down, their passes per possession way down, and the shot making has been incredible. What Devin Booker, the shots that he's making to get his numbers, I don't remember many uncontested shots he gets. He is working extremely hard and making unbelievable shots. So if you're Phoenix, somehow they still shoot 55% in the last game. They still go 13 for 19 from three.
I know.
But you can't expect to play one-on-one basketball and make the kind of shots you're making on a consistent basis. So tonight, you've got to get some ball movement. And Phoenix has not moved the ball. And credit Milwaukee for making them a one-on-one team. And credit Devin Booker for doing what he's doing. But if they continue to play one-on-one and don't get Mikal Bridges and Ayton and other guys, Crowder, involved, I don't think they can win.
He's John Barry, ESPN Radio NBA analyst. You were on the Lakers in 1998.
Something like that. I don't know. I mean, I was on eight different teams. I can't remember years. It's just a little difficult.
Well, no, you guys got swept by Utah that year.
Yeah, we did. We did in the Western Finals.
And Kobe was, what, 19 years of age?
Yeah, second year in the league.
And he took the last shot, didn't he?
No, that was the year before.
Oh.
That was his rookie year. Was his rookie year.
But what do you?
He didn't play much. I mean, Eddie Jones was the two guard, and Kobe played less than 20 minutes a game in that second year.
But did you see sort of what could be with Kobe, or when did you see that?
100%. Every day in practice when it was game seven. We get ready to scrimmage, right? We're on the second team, and he was going after Eddie Jones every day to show Coach Del Harris, like, no, this is my job. I don't know why this guy's starting. And like literally every day was game seven when we started scrimmaging. I mean, the guy was as driven as any guy I've ever known. Like Michael Jordan, he's as close, and John Smoltz are the three most competitive guys that I've ever met.
John Smoltz,
as competitive as anybody I've ever met, 100%.
Well, you played against Kobe and you played against Jordan. You've just played golf with John Smoltz, right?
Right. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
He'll do some gambling and will gamble on anything. And he's just, I'm putting him there. Except for in Tahoe last week.
When he choked down the down the stretch there.
Oh, sorry, Johnny.
That's pretty good, though, with, you know, Kobe. But I'm sure that what was Eddie Jones like when does he know his days are numbered when he's seeing this, that Kobe's going after him?
I don't know. No, because Eddie was still pretty young. And I think he went to Miami after that and had some all-star seasons. Yeah. So, he accepted the challenge. But, yeah, everybody kind of knew, like, this kid right here, oh, my gosh, when he arrives, it's going to be hello world like Tiger, right?
Did Shaq know it?
Shaq knew it, of course.
Because I just wonder about that ego, you know, those egos. And I know it wasn't there yet because Kobe hadn't had success. But could you feel like, you know, there's only one king on the throne here?
You know, no, because I didn't think that Kobe would care. He just wanted to play. And that's all he wanted. And that's all he did. Like, literally, he wouldn't talk on our planes. He would. I believe he wrote a lot of lyrics, rap music. And he would not. He wouldn't join in our reindeer games of cards and all that stuff. Like he would sit by himself, write whatever he was doing. He would watch Michael Jordan interviews. He would never go out in the city we went to. You would never see him. He'd be at practice, and we'd play one on one after practice. And if I didn't say I'm leaving, he would never leave the gym. No, he wouldn't. Like, I had to say, like, I'm out of here, man. Jesus, it's like we're 2 hours after practice, man. He would never leave. No,
wait,
really.
So he's watching Michael Jordan interviews?
100%. He wanted to be him more than anything in the world and be better. He got close.
Yeah, he's
just
close. Yeah, that's when we and he wasn't afraid to say that he wants to be Michael Jordan. Whereas LeBron is not Michael Jordan, but Kobe said, "Look, I want it. I'm going after you. You wear 23, I'm wearing 24. Like
I'm one up on you.
But I loved that he embraced it. He didn't back, because a lot of guys have shied away from it. Where Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, hey, they're the next Michael Jordan. Kobe's like, hey, I'm the next Michael Jordan. And people are like, come on, you're 19. You know, easy here. Then all of a sudden we realized he had somebody that he had footsteps to follow.
He wasn't afraid of that. Yeah, he loved the comparison. I mean, that's all he wanted. I mean, I remember the first time that we played Chicago, when we played him twice, obviously, being in the West. And that game at Chicago, I mean, this kid was bouncing off the walls before he got out there. And, you know, the problem was we got our butts handed to us. So he didn't get to match up against Michael very much. But, man, the guy played like it was game 7 when we were in there down 25. I mean, he was something.
Did Shaq run onto the court naked at any point during a practice while you were with the Lakers? He did not.
No, I never saw that, thankfully, no.
Okay. Some of his teammates say that he was famous for doing that. Like he'd go out there in just his socks, and then he would hug people.
I mean, that guy is great too. It's amazing those two guys, you know, that happened, because Shaq is as good a guy as you ever meet. He's just the biggest kid in the world.
Complete opposites, though, right?
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun tonight. And so you're rooting for the Suns just so you can get out of the building safely?
That's basically it, yes.
Okay. But one of the 8 or 9 teams you played for was Milwaukee.
Yes. Almost 30 years ago.
Well, they still remember you.
A few people have. Yeah, I do. Welcome back to Milwaukee. It's great.
You should wear your jersey tonight.
I have the ugliest green. Remember the all shades of green down the side?
Yeah.
That's what we were.
Yeah.
Awful. The worst.
I have a Terry Cummings autographed jersey from that year, from the when you guys had those jerseys. So, yeah, Terry Cummings.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have fun tonight. Always great to talk to you. Safe travels there, John.
Thanks.
That's John Barry of the Mothership tonight at 9 Eastern. Those are great stories about Kobe. And you're 19 years of age, and hey, I'm not getting into games, but I'm going to treat every practice like it's game 7. And then watching Michael Jordan interviews, get mannerisms down, and he certainly did that. All right, we'll take a break. Your phone calls are coming up next. Everybody wants to talk about Skyline and Gold Star Chili. We'll have that discussion next, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're watching on Peacock, I'm holding up my Terry Cummings Milwaukee Bucks jersey that I got. This is like 1980s Milwaukee Bucks, and I got the Terry Cummings signature there.
Those are gorgeous.
We should get this framed. And then I got Brad Lojas, who a seven-footer, good shooter. I think I'm the only person in America with these two Milwaukee Bucks jerseys, Terry Cummings and Brad Lojas. No bigger Bucks fan than me. I did pick them to go to the finals, but I had them losing to the Lakers. Do I get credit for them if they win a championship? Do I get extra credit that I picked them to go to the finals to lose to the Lakers?
It's like Jeff Bezos saying he was in space. You could say the team you picked to be in the finals won. And then maybe people won't ask you, did you pick them to win?
Okay.
I'll glaze past it.
Yes, Eden.
Or are you more correct if the Suns come back and beat the Bucks? Would you be like, yeah, I called it. I called the Bucks losing in the finals.
Ooh,
then you're actually more correct.
You're right. You're right.
So you might want them to lose in seven.
Mm. We're big in Wisconsin and in Arizona.
Oh.
Mm. Well, if I would have said to Bucks fans, I'm going to get you to the finals, but I can't help you from there. Would they have signed up for that? Probably so, given what's happened in previous postseasons. John Barry's great. He is one of those guys that just tells you the truth. He truly doesn't care. When you're with him, you ask an opinion, and John will give you, he'll give you an answer. He just does. And he's so much fun to be around. And he's, you know, he's got this basketball family, his father, Hall of Famer. His brother won a few titles in San Antonio. His other brother won a national title at Kansas. But John played a long time. Good team player, great shooter, tough guy. But when you're out with him, he's one of those guys that's got stories. May not know that they're stories, but you touch on a topic or a player, a situation, a team, and then he'll just throw something out. And he's always got something fun to say. Yeah, Paulie.
And guys like him, I mean, look at like Duncan Robinson from the Miami Heat. He's going to be in the league for a long time. Mm. Even if he doesn't average 25 points a game, if you could hit your free throws and hit from three, especially now, like John Barry would have been more vital in this NBA.
Oh, absolutely. Great free throw shooter and a really good three-point shooter. A couple of phone calls. Barry in Long Island's back. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. Actually, it's Barry on Long Island in Cincinnati. Three quick things. I was at that crazy Met Red game last night.
Oh.
Shout out to my new friends, 6-year-old Ulysses and 8-year-old Cito. As I was checking into the hotel, I was wearing my Dan Patrick Get Off My Lawn t-shirt, and the valet said, cool shirt, love DP. And you were absolutely right about Skyline Chili. Very, very soupy. And don't give Gary too much grief. He is correct.
All right. Well, Gary Cohen, the Mets announcer, may join us. He trashed the chili in Cincinnati, which is fine. I mean, he has every right to do that. I don't know why he would be so mean-spirited. There's some positives there with Gold Star and Skyline. Yes, he...
You keep saying it's fine, but it doesn't feel like it's fine.
No, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It serves a purpose.
No, it's fine.
Your voice went up two octaves. That means you're lying a little bit.
You can't say it's fine without going, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine. Like Todd, I say, no, Todd's fine. Right?
Yeah, that wasn't high-pitched when you said that.
Yeah, when I say, Todd's fine. He does a good job. Yes, Paul.
Those were good mock headlines.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. Not bad.
Tim in Cincinnati. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Dan. 6 foot, 220. Hey, well, first of all, thank you for fighting the good fight. I feel like Cincinnati usually gets a lot of crap nationally, but a lot of people don't know here in Cincinnati, it's kind of a big debate between Skyline and Gold Star. And I'd say overwhelmingly, people are in favor of Skyline, but I've been listening for a long time, and it seems like you might have a preference for Gold Star.
Nope.
So I wanted to see.
Nope, I have a preference for Scalini's. We would always call it Scalini's just to kind of dress it up a little bit instead of Skyline.
That's what my dad calls it, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Yeah, we were trying to dress it up. Hey, we're thinking about going to Scalini's. Oh, okay. Wow, that must be really good Italian food. Yeah, it's Skyline, but Scalini's. Doc in California. Hi, Doc. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Dan, man, you're killing me, Smalls. So before you tell me to stay in my lane, I got to give you a quick backstory. I grew up in Indianapolis, went to Indiana University for 10 years, so I grew up as a Cincinnati Reds fan, so my family and I would always go to Reds games and go to Kings Island. So a little bit of Cincinnati background, if you can say so, but there are three things that just at the mention of it causes me to immediately have a gag reflex and basically throw up in my mouth. And number one is cottage cheese. Number two is Gold Star Chili, and number three is White Castle. So to say that I've basically gagged 10 times on my way to work this morning is an understatement.
Awesome,
because
Doc.
Because of you and Seton.
I'm just going to continue to say cottage cheese, cottage cheese, cottage cheese, cottage cheese. I love White Castle. I do. I know the song. Takes just a minute. Fancy little box with a hamburger in it. For your joy, we never fry them. We steam them on a bun. Buy White Castles by the sack, because no one can eat just one. Yeah, Paul.
If you could somehow remove the, White Castle aftermath,
yeah.
I would eat them every week.
Yeah.
The aftermath can be quite troubling.
Kevin in Cincinnati joins us. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Kevin.
Actually, Dan, I was having a conversation about you last night with your old the son of your guidance counselor who was trying to get you to become a plumber. Don't know if you remember that or not. But on the other side, as far as Skyline's concerned, so last night watching the game, sit down, like, hey, what do I want to eat? Got Skyline. So I'm sitting there watching the game, and then all this stuff on Twitter, I was like, well, I got three cheese conies in my hand right now. So I think the slander is there. I understand it, but they got to be doing something right because they sell about, you know, $400-500 million a year.
Yeah. And, you know, the chili dogs are really good. I don't remember my guidance counselor suggesting I become a plumber. I know he discouraged me from going to college. But, you know, a plumber's a good business. Like, how would you like it if I showed up at your house? The plumber's crack and I walk in. Yes, Todd?
That's very specific for a guidance counselor. Why that particular job?
Do you know that I just found out my father used to work on telephone poles? He would climb telephone poles. When he got out of the military and he was looking for a job, and he used to work for the phone company climbing. He had those boots that had the spikes in it.
Yeah, little things.
Yeah. And my dad used to work on telephone poles. Chuck in Michigan. Hi, Chuck.
Dan, how you doing?
Great, Chuck.
Stopped at Skyline in Fort Wayne over the weekend, and I have to, take umbrage with your comments about it. You know, the Cincinnati chili is not a thick chili that you would make all afternoon in a slow cooker. It's more like a pizza. It's a sauce, a chili sauce, like a pizza sauce or a spaghetti sauce. So it's just a topping. It's not, you wouldn't get a bowl of Skyline chili for lunch, in other words. So interested in listening to all the comments. Love your show.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm not saying it's like you've spent 8 hours making this chili. I'm just saying at midnight, when you've had a couple of pops and you want to have a couple of cheese conies, like come on.
Maybe if they took a little more time making the chili, it would be.
But they have to
be edible.
They have to serve so many people that they don't have time to be able to really make great chili. Yes.
You know how this is going to turn out. Tomorrow in the Cincinnati newspaper.
No, I know.
Talking head Patrick turns back on hometown.
Yeah, I know. Not the first time they've done that, said that. I need to have a press release, I think, that I put out here. I got to get somebody to craft me a press release.
Walking back statements.
Yeah. Got a treat coming up the top of next hour. Not going to tell you who it is, but I got a real treat coming up. Close out the second hour with Sleep Number. You know, these days are longer. You got to get a good night's sleep to make the most of summer because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, well-being. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed featuring the Sleep IQ technology get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. So many great things about the bed. These people go into the store, ask about your Sleep Number, ask about Sleep IQ technology. That actually gives you information when you wake up the next day to tell you how you slept. They have tips on how to get a great night's sleep. Temperature in the room should be around 66, 67, 68 degrees. Avoid alcohol in the evening and try to keep your bedroom free of work-related items. Just trying to get a great night's sleep. And now is the time. Discover proven quality sleep. Save now on the Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. They start at $1,099. Only for a limited time. Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. /Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.